Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:20 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is December 12th, and it has been, I think, what we can only describe as a manic depressive day. Markets started off really quite positively. In Asia, you had a number of markets, I think as David predicted last night, opening lower, but actually they closed out the day very much on the upper side of their ranges, and notably India went on to make new high ground and hold on to those gains. It looks you wouldn't if you looked at the Indian chart, you wouldn't think that anything untoward had happened at all yesterday. And that fed through right into Europe, and we had pretty solid gains right across the European bourses. However, what we also saw once the Fed made their announcement, or the simultaneous announcement, I suppose, by the Fed, the ECB, the Bank of England, and the Bank of Switzerland, I think, that they had simultaneously injected this large amount of liquidity into the market, and that they were changing the rules about bond auctions, and they were widening the scope of how much money they were willing to lend and under what conditions through the discount window. Markets had a really good rally, but were unable to hold on to it. And up until about an hour ago, markets, the S&P and the Dow and the Nasdaq, were all in negative territory, although they did rally into the close and finished positively on the day. But when you look at the charts, you see that we had that key reversal on a number of indices, particularly in the Americas yesterday. And what we didn't want to see today was follow through. But while it was initially very promising, what we now have is markets which rallied very considerably intraday, but actually closed very close to where they opened, particularly the S&P and the Dow. So that still lends a certain amount of uncertainty to the direction in which markets are going to take. And what we need to see now is markets rally above yesterday's highs to reaffirm the bullish outlook. Sooner or later, the amount of liquidity that's been pumped into the markets today and is likely to be pumped in over the coming weeks is going to find its way into equity markets. But it will require a change in sentiment to really turn around the negative aura that has surrounded markets since last night, and that really rather badly phrased Fed statement. In the bond markets, you had a significant sell-off early on in the day, and you saw the 30-year Treasury getting down to 114.5. But again, that was well off the lows, very similar to equity markets, and the bond markets are looking a little bit overbought here, and they have been consolidating the last couple of days, although they are starting to become really quite volatile. And of course, yields are very low at the moment, particularly on the short end of the curve. So if we start to see bond prices coming off further, that's not going to be entirely surprising. I think one of the main news stories today was oil. Oil was up over $3, almost $4 at one point, or actually in excess of $4 at one point. But this is a really quite powerful upward break from this consolidation we've seen just under $90. And it would really need to take out the recent lows to offset potential that this could at least go up and test the upper side of its range in here. I don't know that we have evidence yet that it has the potential to go on and make new highs, significant new highs, but this is a powerful upward dynamic. And we can certainly give the upside the benefit of the doubt, at least up towards $100, and potentially further, because this is a really powerful signal. But we will see what kind of follow-through and where it goes from here. The dollar was quite weak in here today. Against the euro, it was, well, the euro was up about a half of a cent. The pound was a little bit stronger in here as well, having been one of the weaker currencies over the last couple of weeks. And with oil pushing upwards and the dollar a bit weaker, that did help the precious metals. Gold was up nearly $17, excuse me. And that's a substantial upward break from this little consolidation that we've seen over the last couple of weeks as well. So those are, oil and gold are relatively powerful moves that we're seeing over the last couple of days. And we can probably give the upside the benefit of the doubt. Silver is lagging in here a bit. It was down 5 cents today, although that is quite steady given the action that we saw yesterday, although it did rally considerably off its lows into the close last night. I was stopped out of my silver position. I was getting a bit tired of having it underwater for so long, and when I saw it go briefly into the money and being a bit nervous about the way markets would react to the Fed statement last night, I raised a stop and it was very sharply hit. And I'm not feeling too good about that in here today, but I'm also reluctant to enter the market just right now. If I see either of the precious metals starting to run on the upside, I'll be right back in there. But I think there is potential for these still to mess around for a little while longer. And looking at the soft commodities, corn had another good day in here today, up over 9 cents, soybeans up 16. I think last time I looked at wheat, it was also quite positive on the day. And right across the boards, generally, we had a pretty strong day in soft commodities. Just looking at the world generally, actually, when I look at wheat, it was 30, up 30. I think that's limit up on the day. So that's really quite a positive outcome. But looking at the globe and asset classes that are in form and relatively cheap, you have to look at soft commodities. And there is certainly, if fund managers are out there and looking where they can put their money that is in a less volatile sector. Now, soft commodities could never be described as not volatile, but they have certainly shown less volatility recently than some other more traditional markets. And I think that is not a point lost on a number of fund managers. There is a growing disparity between supply and demand here, and we are starting to see trends become much more consistent, which is very much an indication that there is a disparity between supply and demand. And with the weight of money into such a relatively small sector, then we do have the potential in the coming months and even throughout next year to see some really rather spectacular gains in that sector. At least that's my feeling. So I think definitely an area to keep an eye on, particularly when you have commodities such as orange juice and sugar and cocoa all very really quite depressed, and coffee starting to show rather positive signals recently, and of course the grains leading on the upside. So with that thought, I will leave you for the evening, but thank you very much for your time.